from my perspective, content supply chain was one of the most exciting things. So I'll throw it out there that this is probably the newest industry buzzword.
Hello, and welcome to the Funnel Podcast, a digital experience podcast by Blue Acorn ICI. Each month, we'll uncover new strategies and topics related to e-commerce. And I'm your host, Sarah G. I'm the Senior Content Marketing Manager here at Blue Acorn ICI. This week, we'll be breaking down all of the learnings from Adobe Summit 2023 with our guest, Emily Wilhoit. Emily is the Chief Marketing Officer at Blue Acorn ICI, an Infosys company. In her 9 years at the company, she has held multiple leadership roles across sales, marketing, and partnerships, and has played a critical role in evaluating the Blue Acorn ICI brand to its current status as one of the top digital experience organizations in North America. Her tenure in partnerships and marketing allows her to share unbiased perspectives on all things digital experience. Let's get started. Hey, Emily, thanks so much for joining. Before we get started, I have to ask, how is it being back in person at Adobe Summit this year?
Thanks, Sarah, for having me. Wow, being in person was so great. It just felt amazing to be back with so many partners and customers and people in the industry that I've personally known for many years, or that in more recent years I've Zoomed or had Teams meetings with, but finally got to kind of make that face-to-face in-person connection. So the vibe at Summit was just so exciting, and people were just really thrilled to be back in person after being so remote for so long.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. All of the energy in one room.
Yes.
So from Summit, what were some of the overarching themes?
Yeah, there are a couple really good themes that, you know, I took away from Summit. I'd say, rattling off the top four in my head, all things AI, content supply chain, product experience, and healthcare. So for all things AI, of course, the big announcement of Firefly, which is, you know, AI models that are going to enable users to create content based on AI. That was one of the first announcements at the keynote, really caused a lot of buzz in this creative and generative AI area. So that was definitely the most talked about thing, I felt like, at Summit. From my perspective, content supply chain was one of the most exciting things. So I'll throw it out there that this is probably the newest industry buzzword. And it's really the idea that, you know, there's been this demand for content rising exponentially for all types of organizations, right? And Adobe solutions are now integrated together to help optimize that end-to-end content supply chain to streamline everyday marketers' tasks, if you will. So from an initial request for a marketing team to even create a new piece of content, to managing that content creation, organizing the assets, storing the assets, and ultimately delivering the end content, all done via Adobe Experience Cloud. And so I think content supply chain is something that we will see a lot of moving forward, and was one of the hottest topics announced there.
Very cool.
From a healthcare standpoint, you know, healthcare is an industry that I hadn't thought of as much in the Adobe space for the past few years. They're often labeled as kind of a laggard in digital, if you will. So it's really great to see so many different topics and tracks related to healthcare. I personally moderated a session with Blue Shield of California all about how they are using Adobe Experience Cloud and specifically AEM to roll out new digital experiences and really scale their content syndication. There was also, of course, Eli Lilly's CEO was up on stage with Shantanu at one of the main keynotes. And really what's great from the Adobe perspective, they've announced that their solutions are HIPAA ready. So I think that's one big reason why we're seeing more healthcare organizations look into the Adobe ecosystem, but also just as consumers like you and me, we all have really high expectations, right, of the organizations that we're interacting with on a day-to-day basis. And so why not healthcare too? You know, whether right. you're whether you're making an appointment with your provider or going online to look at a bill, you really do expect that same great experience just as you would with a bank or a retail brand. So it was exciting to see that that theme has really finally infiltrated the healthcare industry. And I know even in our own organization here at Blue Acorn ICI, we've seen a big uptick in the number of healthcare companies that are finally investing in digital and and needing to figure out how they service these customers. In fact, I'm actually going to a healthcare event next month. It's called HIMSS, a healthcare information management conference in Chicago, just to speak about digital experience. So I think that that's going to be a theme we continue to see in the industry.
That's incredible. I'm happy to hear that they're catching up. And yes, as a consumer, I want my healthcare experiences to just be like shopping for a plane ticket or anything else online.
Exactly. Keep it easy. Give me what I want, where I want it, when I want it. So, and then finally, Adobe introduced Adobe Product Analytics. This is, to me, the impact of this seems a little farther out, but it's still exciting. And it's this new offering to provide users with a more unified view of the customer across product and marketing categories to really allow internal teams to unlock hidden insights about their users that would ultimately reflect in new product decisions. So what will this mean for an engineering team in the future? Well, at a large enterprise, you know, I could see this being used so that a product team could see enough data about a user to actually dynamically create new products in real time. So for instance, a unique subscription bundle. If, you know, Sarah, you're on a retailer's website and they know enough information about what you've purchased before, where you live, what types of hobbies you have, that on the fly, there could be a new product bundle that is totally unique to you based on the data that they have about you. You know, today we're doing that a lot for just the digital experience, giving you a homepage that has rain jackets on it because you live in Seattle.
Right. Yeah.
or, you know, logging in and knowing that when I go to J.Crew, I want to see women's apparel versus somebody else wanting to see men's apparel. Like, we're doing that today from a digital experience, but actually putting that information into the product team's hands is something exciting to look for in the future. So that with this real-time data that, you know, solutions like Adobe Real-Time CDP are providing, businesses could really be even more innovative with what they're doing with that data to actually create new products and offerings.
Wow. That was a lot. There are a lot of themes and a lot going on at Adobe Summit. I'm surprised you're able to just sum it up all in that one little package there.
It was a very busy week, I'll tell you that.
I bet it was. So from being back in person and all of the buzz and the energy there, what would you say was the most impactful moment of Summit to dwindle it down even further?
Yeah, it's hard to pick one moment. I mean, the keynotes are always so well done to really epitomize what Adobe's focused on. And I think given that Adobe is seeing such positive growth and our industry overall is experiencing a lot of demand, I think the keynotes really stood out to reinforce that growth. And then they also introduced this theme of experience-led growth and kind of coining this term that every organization is going to be focused on seamless cross-channel experiences to keep their customers engaged, and that you've got to focus on how your business is growing from an experience perspective. So really obviously Adobe creating those experiences to feel unique to each customer. I think the overall kind of theme there was like every industry, every size business is focused on experiences. And now the focus is how are they growing based on delivering better experiences. And then I also add, you know, Adobe sneaks are always one of my favorite parts. It's a really fun way that Adobe shows off some of their new technology in futuristic kind of ways. So one of the most fun sneaks during that session that I found was the one called True Colors. And this was a combination of Adobe Commerce and AI to actually power a commerce site, which would allow a user to really learn about products that are very specific to their color palette. And I think to me, this isn't that far off. So what they were showing of, you know, taking a photo of the user and pulling out their color tones, their eye color, their hair color, et cetera, color theory research, and saying, these are the top products that, you know, fit your color scheme. And I think that was really fun because it's pretty concrete example of how AI could really impact all of us in a pretty standard day-to-day interaction with a brand. So it's not too far off, but it was also, Sneaks does a really good job of making it fun and exciting. So that stood out to me.
Oh, I definitely need more products within my color wheel, so I'm glad that's on the horizon.
Me too, me too.
From all of the new technology talked about and products, what do you expect or how do you expect this event will fuel teams forward?
Yeah, I think for people who went to Summit or logged in virtually or are now catching up on demand, I think a big overarching theme was kind of this, what I call Adobe Plus story. There are many organizations that are using different parts of the Adobe Experience Cloud, and what Adobe has done a great job of over the past few years is really showing off the power of what happens when you integrate multiple Adobe solutions together. So that was really an overarching kind of message that I saw that wasn't too obvious. It wasn't Adobe shoving it down our throats, but all of these stories, customer stories, and new announcements were mostly around multiple Adobe solutions stitched together and integrated to deliver great experiences. So a lot of the talk about Adobe Commerce, the next generation of that is how can a commerce merchant use real-time CDP to focus on delivering more personalized content experiences? Kind of like what I mentioned with AI, you know, how can organizations really tap into all of these solutions and stitch together? Also, AEM, some of the announcements they rolled out for Experience Manager is something called Project Franklin, where teams can actually use Microsoft Word or Google Docs to create content and actually publish content across their channels from the tools that they're using every day. So I think overall it was exciting to just hear how Adobe solutions are being more tightly integrated to solve use cases that many organizations have today.
That's incredible. And I can't wait to see some of the great ideas and designs that come out of all everything that was discussed at Summit.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the Firefly buzz will continue. I think most people, if you just asked them really quick, what was the coolest thing at Summit? Firefly is probably everybody's answer, right? And one thing, you know, everybody in the audience was probably thinking is like, this is cool. How can my team use it? I know I was thinking that as a marketer myself, you know, and how can we use this awesome tool to improve our content, but also just make us more efficient? Whether it's, you know, creating a better flyer for a small marketing team or a large enterprise, adding Firefly to their stack to really cut down on the whole content supply chain timeframe. So being more efficient. So I think Firefly is something that of course will stick out as a big highlight of this year's summit.
And there's that buzzword, content supply chain again, right?
There you go. I told you.
Thanks so much, Emily, for joining us. Before we close out today, I have two fun Spitfire questions. So just think whatever's top of mind, answer with that. So first, why should CMOs or CIOs care about this event?
Oh, wow. Okay. So, why CMOs or CIOs should attend and care about Summit? I mean, I think it really comes down to the aspect of how many people are getting together to talk about digital experience. I think across all industries, all types of organizations are having some of the same struggles and goals. And so, Adobe Summit provides a great place to meet and network with others, but also see proven solutions of how organizations are solving these problems that might be, you know, ahead of you in the digital maturity curve, that you can learn from. So, I think overall, great opportunity to network and learn from others.
Great. And last question, Adobe Summit is blank.
The Super Bowl of digital experience.
Oh, I love it. That's a good answer.
I was saying that all week. You know, Adobe Summit for us is a really big and exciting event. We're so happy to be back in person. And people kept saying, you guys are just go, go, go. How are you still going? How do you have more events and more sessions? And I said, this is our Super Bowl. And I think overall, that's what Summit is.
Definitely. Well, thanks again so much for joining us, Emily. And for those listening, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and give us a 5-star rating and review on there. If you'd like to follow Blue Acorn ICI, you can follow our LinkedIn page that's linked in our show notes. Or if you'd like to follow Emily, you can follow her on LinkedIn. That's also linked in our show notes. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Sarah.